This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our consumer health series, Vital Signs, the most aggressive form of breast cancer. Scientists at UT Southwestern Medical Center have identified a strong link between triple-negative breast cancer and a cellular housekeeping gene. I talked about this with Dr. Theodora Ross, a breast cancer specialist at UT Southwestern.
Triple negative refers to the fact that it doesn't have estrogen receptors expressed, progesterone receptors expressed, or the HER2 new proteins in the cancer cell. Those three are good targets for the therapies that we have.
So the survival then for triple negative breast cancer today is what?
Depends on the stage. If it's stage four, there's no survival. 75 to 80% of patients are early enough stage that chemotherapy and surgery and radiation will take care of it.
So now the gene you've linked to this disease is called Beclin-1, and it's what, an autophagy gene? Could you explain what that is and how it's linked to the disease?
Autophagy is a fundamental process in the cell of keeping the cell clean, getting rid of proteins that are of no use. Beclin initiates that process. Beclin was discovered by Beth Levine back in the late 90s. They removed the protein from mice and found that those mice came down with breast cancer. So they identified Beclin as a tumor suppressor gene. Then Dr. Levine's group went ahead and looked at these databases in the United States and the UK of almost 3,000 patients. And they wanted to look at Beclin-1 and they wanted to look at BRCA1 and compare the two. The two are linked on the same chromosome, very close to each other. So the question has been, which one in cancers that are not genetic, does BRCA1 or Beclin-1 have something to do with those?
But you say patients who are not genetic, patients who are not predisposed to?
Exactly. So they compared BRCA1 and BRCA2 expression and found that Beclin-1 is frequently not expressed in triple-negative breast cancers.
So if there's more Beclin-1 present, there is less chance for triple-negative breast cancer to occur?
Correct. This is a very big discovery because there are already molecules out there used in the clinic, I wouldn't like to call them drugs yet, that increase Beclin levels. So if you could take a tumor and say, this tumor does not express enough Beclin, I'm going to give that patient this molecule that increases Beclin levels. That drug increases Beclin levels.
So this means you found something that can maybe attack or prevent triple negative breast cancer, and you don't necessarily have to invent a new drug to make this happen.
Correct.
It's quite possible they already exist.
Right. It's that companion diagnostic. Finding something in your tumor, some molecule that's altered, and with that alteration, you can say, I can use this drug.
We've made an important discovery, but what's next?
So we've discovered a potential marker for responses to drugs that increase Beclin levels. That's exactly where we are. There's no hype here, okay? You know, let's separate the hope from the hype. Yeah, there's hope. We found a new marker.
In the meantime, anything that the average person can do on their own to prevent breast cancer?
There's all the standard things. Alcohol is associated with breast cancer recurrence as well as incidence. Obviously, keeping fit is important. And then thinking about your family history. And if you see that you have a cancer history, going to your doctor and saying, you know, I think I need to talk to a genetic counselor, they'll refer you. Mm-hmm. Genetic counselors can figure out whether you need to be tested for a gene.
Dr. Ross, thank you for being with me.